क्लास 5, सब्जेक्ट कंप्यूटर साइंस, टॉपिक एडवांस्ड फॉर्मेटिंग इन वर्ड. इन द लास्ट लेसन वी हैड डिस्कस्ड अबाउट चेंजिंग पेज मार्जिन्स, सेटिंग इंडेंट्स, टैब्स एंड एडिंग कॉलम्स. इन दिस लेसन वी शैल कंटिन्यू विद इंसर्टिंग द डिफरेंट टाइप्स ऑफ ब्रेक्स इन अ वर्ड डॉक्यूमेंट. ऑल्सो we will know more about page orientation. Microsoft Word provides different options to break the text in a line, column or page. Line break. We can use a line break to move the cursor to the next line without breaking the paragraph. To do so, we have to place the cursor where we want to insert the line break, then press the shift and enter keys together. Column break. We can insert a column break to start a new column. To do so, we have to place the cursor where we want to insert the column break. Then click on the breaks option in the page setup group of the page layout tab. After that, click on column from the drop down menu. A column break will be inserted. Next, we move on to page break. We can insert a page break to move the text to a new page. To do so, we have to click on page break in the pages option of insert tab. Let us now discuss about page orientation. The way a Word document is displayed and printed is called page orientation. The two types of page orientation are portrait and landscape. In portrait, the document is displayed vertically, which means the height of the page is more than its width. In landscape, the document is displayed horizontally. This means that the width of the page is more than its height. Now, to change the page orientation, we have to click on the orientation option in the page setup group of the page layout tab. After that, we will click on portrait or landscape from the drop-down menu.